Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah. So we mentioned that the Kohen Gadol, he hands the Sayyar HaMishtaleach over to the Ish Iti, to the Shliach, who brings it to the Midbar. And says the Mishnah, that Miyakira Yerushalayim Hayumalavina Yisrael Yatsukah Rishayna, that the Choshva people in Yerushalayim, so they used to be Malave, the Shliach, to the first Sukkah. They set up huts. They set up sukkahs all the way from the Azara to the Tzuk, to the cliff, where he would eventually push off the Sayyar, by Azazel. So they set up these different huts. And the Akira Yerushalayim, they used to escort the Kohen God, the Shliach, towards the cliff. I guess we mentioned on Yotesima Beis, they also would stay up with the Kohen Gadol, on Leil Yom Kippur. So I guess after pulling their all-nighter, they didn't just stop there. They also would escort the Shliach to Azazel. Says the Mishnah, that Eser Sukkah is Yerushalayim v'Atzuk. They would set up 10 huts from Yerushalayim to the cliff, to Tzuk, to Azazel. Now the distance between all of this was Tishim Ris, to all the way to the cliff from Yerushalayim was a distance of 90 Ris, which says the Mishnah is Shivu Mechze L'chomil. Now the measurements, the relationship between a Ris and a meal is that there's 7.5 Ris per every meal. So if you divide the 90 Ris by 7.5, because that's to get how many mil, it comes out that there was 12 mil, which L'Kol Deus is over 7 miles. Each mil is 2,000 amis. A mil is the same as a Tchum Shabbos, as we'll see soon. A mil is 2,000 amis. So this was 12 mil, so it was more than 7 miles that the Shliach had to take the Sayyar. Says the Mishnah, that I'll call Sukkah v'Sukkah, by each and every hut, so Aymrim Loi, they used to tell the Shliach, Hari Mazen v'Hari Mayim, here's some food, here's some water, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. And people would be malava the shliach from hut to hut. Chutz me'achrin shebehen, except for the last hut. Because if you do the math, there were 10 huts, and there was 12 mil. So now each sukkah had to be set up 1 mil away, because more than that would be out of the Tchum Shabbos. So there was a mil, and then a sukkah, a mil, and then a sukkah, a mil, and then a sukkah. If you do the math, after 10 sukkahs, there's still 2 mil left until the tzuk. So the shliach himself, he was able to leave the Tchum in order to push the sayer down the cliff. That was his mitzvah. But the people who want to be malavid, the shliach, so they couldn't go all the way. They couldn't go all the way to the tzuk. Rather, they escorted him by each and every to every sukkah, chutz me'achrin shaban, except for the last one, she'ina magia ima l'tzuk. They wouldn't go all the way with the shliach to tzuk because that was out of their tchum. Elo aymi mirochik, they would stand from far. V'rayas ma'isav, and they would watch from a distance what he was doing. Now, technically, they could have just set up an 11th sukkah, but it seems like bedafka, they didn't want everyone being so close and seeing whether or not the red string was going to turn white and then get chlisha sadas. So therefore, they dafka wanted it to be set up like this, that they would stand from far away. Says the Mishnah, that my hayo aisa, what did the shliach do once he got to the tzuk, once he got to the cliff, what did he do? Chaylik lashon shel zahira. So the first thing that he did was he cut the red string in half. So the way the Ritva, Mem Aleph and Mebeis, and the Rambam, and Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, the way they seem to learn is that the red string that we're discussing here is the same red string back from the Geirol. If you remember when the Kohen Gadol made the Geirol, so after he made the Geirol and it was designated which Sayer's Lazazel, which one's Lashem, so on the Sayer Lazazel he tied a red string by its horns. So the Ritva and the Rambam learn that this red string that now the Shliach is now cutting in half is referring to that red string. That red string that was tied along on the horns of the Sayer, now the Shliach took off and he cut it into half. Others learn the Tesis Yishanim, Tesis Rosh, and our Sugya, they learn that no, this was a new red string that he would bring with him. Or that it was there from before that he left by the Tzuk. But Al-Kabanim, so he would cut this red string now in half. Chetzi Yikasher Beselah, V'chetzi Yikasher Bein Shnei Karnov, half of it he would tie on a rack that was over there, and half of it he would tie on the horns of the Sayyar, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. And the Mefarshim will speak about how each one of these stages were takamutter, meaning if he carried the red string there, so how was he allowed to carry? How was he allowed to be kaireya and tear the string in half? How was he allowed to be over on kaisher and tie the string? The Mefarshim will deal with these questions, but we'll go right there. So says the Mishnah, he tied half of it onto the rack and half of it onto the horns of the animal. V'dachvay l'achayrov, and he would push the sire backwards down the cliff. V'humizgalgil v'yayred, and it would roll over and tumble downwards. V'hayamagil l'chet, By the time it didn't even reach halfway down the mountain, down the cliff, until it was already completely dismembered. It was already Evarim, and completely broken apart. And the Mishnah doesn't tell us any more details, but if you look at Atta Kenanta, so in Atta Kenanta it says that at this point, when the Shliach would see that the animal, that the Sayer was dismembered, so he would say, he would proclaim, Kach Yimachu Avoynes Amcha Beis Yisrael. He would say that so too the averus of Klal Yisrael, that they should all be erased, which is an expression that we find in the Zayir as well regarding the Shliach, that after he would push the Zayir down the cliff, the Zayir in Vayikra, and Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph, says also that he would proclaim, Kach Yimachu Avoynes Amcha Beis Yisrael. So I guess depending on who wrote Atta Kenanta, either the Zayir as a Raya is the Makar for Atta Kenanta, or Atta Kenanta is the Makar for the Zayir. Some say that Atta Kenanta was written by one of the Kehanim Gedolim that served in the second Beis HaMikdash, so then maybe that would be the Makar for the Zayir, maybe it's the other way around. But Al Kopanim, the Mishnah says, but the Mishnah doesn't bring this down, but that's what it says in Atta Kenanta. Says the Mishnah Vayter, and then after the Shliach finished his job, so he actually went back out of the Tchum, and he would be able to go to the last hut. He had a heter, since we didn't want him staying by the cliff by himself, so he had a heter to go back now, another 2 mil, back to the 10th hut, back to the 10th Sukkah, and he stayed there until Matzah Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, the Pasuk says that after the Shliach, when he pushes down the Sayer, so he and his Begadim become Tame. So now, at which point during the process does that happen? So says the Mishnah, Mishiyetze Chutzachayim is Yerushalayim. It happens as soon as he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim. Reb Shimon Yimer Mishas, Techiyasa Lutzuk, they know what happens when he pushes down the Sayer down the cliff, which again we'll see more about in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabban. Aser Sukkais, Ushnei Maser Milan, Hayu Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the setup was that there was 10 Sukkais and 10 and 12 mil from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk, which is the same Shita as the Tan of our Mishnah. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Meir is the same as the Tan of our Mishnah, that it was 12 mil, the distance from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk was 12 mil, and that there was 10 Sukkais. And which again, like we spoke out when we read the Mishnah, that it comes out that from the last Sukkah until Tzuk, there was actually an extra 2 mil. So the people who were being Lava the Kohen Gadol, they weren't able to actually go all the way. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Teisha Sukkais Vasara Milan. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it was 9 Sukkais and 10 mil. So if you do the math, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was a mil and a Sukkah, a mil and a Sukkah, a mil and a Sukkah. By the last Sukkah, by the 9th Sukkah, there's actually only 1 mil, there's only going to be 1 mil left over. So it would come out that the one being Malavid, the Shliach, is able to go all the way to the Tzuk. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Chamei Sukkais V'Asara Milan. There were only 5 Sukkais and 10 mil. So how is that possible? Says the Braisa, because Hayu V'Kulan Aidei Eruv. The way it was able to be passable, that the people were able to be Malav the Shliach, is because they made an Eruv Tchumen. And they were able to set up Shvisa further apart. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yaisi, each Sukkah was 2 mil apart. So there was 2 mil and then a Sukkah. 2 mil and then a Sukkah. So how could you go 2 mil? The halach is, you can't leave, the Tchum Shabbos is 1 mil. But if you set up Shvisa a mil away, so then you could go until, you could go 1 mil until your Makim Shvisa, and then you could go from there another mil. So really there's a way to extend your Tchum Shabbos to be able to go 2 mil in any one direction. You won't be able to go the opposite direction, but now you could go at least in the same direction, 2 mil. So there was one Sukkah that was set up. So it was 2 mil outside of Yerushalayim, then a Sukkah, 2 mil, then a Sukkah, 2 mil, then a Sukkah, and so on and so forth. Again, according to Rabbi Yaisi also, there was no, the last Sukkah was right by the Tzuk, there was no, the Malava was able to go all the way with the Shliach to the cliff. Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, that Sachli Elazar Bini, my son Elazar told me, that in my day Eruv, if you want to use an Eruv, so then, Yecholni Lasais Afilu Shtei Sukkais, Vasara Milan. You can even make it that it was 10 mil away, that the Tzuk was 10 mil away, and all you need is 2 Sukkais. How is that possible? Because like we said, there's a way, if you use an Eruv, there's a way to get it that you could go 2 mil apart. So therefore, Elazar, the way Rashi's Masbir is that Elazar told Rabbi Yaisi, so you could really have every Sukkah 4 mil. You could have 4 mil and then a Sukkah, 4 mil and then another Sukkah. Because being that each person could go 2 mil, so have a person starting off in Yerushalayim, he could go 2 mil now with the Shliach. At that point, at the 2 mil marker, you'll have a person who's 4 mil away by the Sukkah already, he'll make his Shvisa the other way. So he could meet at the 2 mil point. So they're both meeting at the 2 mil point, and the people that started off by the sukkah that they made their shvisa at the 2 mil point, they'll now go with the shliach to the first sukkah. There'll be other people by the first sukkah that will make their shvisa and be able to go 2 mil the opposite direction. And again, people by the second sukkah will meet them there at the 6 mil point, and so on and so forth. So you could actually have a 4 mil in a sukkah, 4 mil in a sukkah, and then there's 2 mil left, which again, through an Eruv, you'll be able to go with the shliach all the way to the cliff. Says the Gemara, Keman Azla Hadatanya, who does the following Braisa go like? The Braisa says that Chutz Me'acharin Shabahen. The Braisa says that even though there was a Malaveh who went with the Shliach all the way, he only went until the last Sukkah. He wasn't able to be Malaveh the Kain all the way. Shlei Hegia Imer L'Tzuk. He wasn't able to go with him all the way to the Tzuk. Elo'aymi Mirachik V'raya Es Maisav. He had to stay from afar and watch from a distance. So says the Gemara, Keman Kerbi Meir. The Tana, the Braisa is clearly like Rabbi Meir, because it's only according to Rabbi Meir that it comes out that the Malaveh was not able, that no one was able to be Malaveh, the Shliach, all the way until the cliff. According to all the other Shitas, it comes out that someone was able to be Malaveh, the Shliach, all the way until the cliff. Says the Gemara writer, Akol Sukkah Vesukkah, Aymrim Loi, Harei Mazon, Harei Mayim, We said that by each and every sukkah, so there were the people that were there, they would tell the shliach, here's some food, here's some water. Says the Gemara Tanu, we learned that there was never a shliach that actually took them up on the offer and took a drink or took some food. Just they would offer to him anyways, because you can't compare a person that has bread in his basket to a person that doesn't have bread in his basket. It's much easier to refuse when you see that it's there, when you know that you could have it, when someone's offering it to you, so then it's going to be easier for him to continue walking. Like we said, it was very far. It was at least 7 miles away. So it was very far. He got hungry, got thirsty. At least that the fact that they were offering it to him made it easier. Rishonim discuss whether or not it was actually mutter for him to take a drink or to have some food, or this is just an offer and they weren't really seriously offering it to him. Ayin Shom. Says the Gemara Veiter, Mahia Isa, what did the Shliach do once he got to the Tzuk? Choylik Lashon Shel Zohiris. We said he would split the red string, he would tie half of it to the rack, half of it to the horns of the sawyer. Correct the Gemara, V'nikdre Kuli Besela. Why doesn't he tie all of it to the rack? Again, this is the red string that if Klai Yisrael gets Kapara, if they do the right thing, so then the red string is going to turn white. What was the point in tying half of it to the sawyer? Just tie the whole thing to the rack. Says the Gemara, because Kevin the mitzvah b'sayer, since there's a mitzvah for him to push the sayer down the cliff, Dilma Kadamu Malvin, we're concerned that if he only ties the string to the rack, maybe when he ties it to the rack, he's going to see that it already turned white, u'mitzvah daite, and he's going to have yishuv adas, and he's going to forget all about pushing the sayer down the cliff. He's going to already feel like everything's already taken care of, the string turned white, so therefore he ties half it to the sayer, this way he's busy with the sayer, and then he'll make sure to remember to push it down the cliff. So why not tie the whole string onto the sayer? Why tie half of it to the rack? Says the Gemara, because zimnin de magish la reisha v'lava daite. Sometimes the animal, the sayer's head, he'll bend it over under his body, and the sheikh won't be able to see if it turned white. And he won't be able to get that information about whether or not they got their kapara, so therefore he tied half of it to the rack. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon that Berishayna Hayu Kaishin Lashon Shel Zahiris Al Pesach HaUlam Mibachutz. Originally, they used to tie a red string by the door of the ulam outside, meaning facing the Azara, so that everyone would be able to see. Hilvin, if it became white, so Hayu Sameichin, so everyone was very happy. Loi Hilvin, Hayu Atzeivin, but if it didn't turn white, then everyone was very depressed. Umizbaishin, they were very disgraced. Hiskinu Shiu Kaishin Al Pesach Ulam Mibachutz. So therefore, they changed the system that they would tie it on the inside of the doorway of the ulam. This way people wouldn't see it. However, people were still peeking in to see. And again, Hilvin Hayu Sameichin, Lo Hilvin Hayu Atzeivin. If they would turn white, they'd be very excited. But if not, then they would get depressed. So therefore, Skinu Shia Kaishu Naisai Chatzia Vesela Vichatzia Ben Karnov. So therefore, they made this new takana that they tied half it onto the rack and half it onto the horns of the sawyer, like our Mishnah describes. Amrav Nachum Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Akapar, that Brishaino Hayu Kaishin Lashon Shel Zahiris Al Pesach Ulam Mibifnim. That originally they used to tie it on the inside of the doorway of the ulam. The kaven shegiya sayer laminbar, and as soon as the sayer reached the minbar, so hayu malbin, so the string would turn white. Apparently this was at a time that it always turned white, so they would just tie it there, just really as a way to know when the sayer reached the midbar, because as soon as the sayer reached the midbar, then the string would turn white. V'yedu shenasas mitzvah sayin, and then they would know that the mitzvah was completed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, emu chateichem kishanim kashel gyalbinu, that your averus, that the string turns white, that's a sign that Klal Yisrael's averus were niskaper.